This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire begins this hour, 2 a.m. local time Friday in Gaza between Israel and the two main armed groups aimed at ending 11 days of deadly violence. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the Security Cabinet Thursday unanimously accepted the recommendations to accept an Egyptian initiative for an unconditional ceasefire. Hamas and Islamic Jihad then confirmed the agreement. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the announcement Thursday from the White House. He says he believes there is genuine opportunity to make progress on diplomacy and says he's committed towards working towards it, hailing Egypt's role in brokering the agreement. Biden said the U.S. was committed to helping Israel replenish its supply of interceptor missiles for its Iron Dome protection system and working with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, to provide aid to Gaza. The fighting has seen Israeli jets pound Gaza with airstrikes as militants fired thousands of rockets into Israel after days of tensions in Jerusalem sharply escalated on May 10th. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres had told the General Assembly earlier Thursday the fighting must stop immediately. He says if there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. Two Egyptian security delegations will be sent to monitor the ceasefire deal, diplomatic sources tell AFP. The delegations will be sent to Tel Aviv and the Palestinian territories to monitor the ceasefire's implementation and procedures to maintain stable conditions permanently. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app.